Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, North Dakota Corn Council Studio. Well, last week I was on the Farm Talk Fall Harvest Tour, and of course we were reporting on the, any other word to use other than kind of depressing conditions across the Dakotas with prevent planting in South Dakota and blizzard in North Dakota. But it's better now. We got some harvesting done. And yesterday, we got a crop progress report. We'd said, well, there wasn't that much. So let's find out what's happening here, what's moving the markets today. From the Price Futures Group, Bill Moore joins us. Hello, Bill.
Well, good afternoon, sir. How you be today?
Well, we're okay today. I think a little bit better. At least it quit raining. The wind is supposed to go down. But, man, it's windy up here. What's pushing the markets here today, Bill?
Well, you got a couple things going on. You start out with the report you mentioned, the crop progress report, which came out yesterday at 3 o'clock, and it's indicates like we've known all season that the crop is behind in maturity. It's corn's 86% mature. Normally it's 97, so that's an issue. The good to excellent went up 1% for corn to 56, still pretty low. Beans stayed the same at 54, though overall corn is 30% in and the soy is 46% in. Still, that's harvest progress. It's better than we've been doing, and that started the market lower last night. But around midnight, 1 o'clock, it started to rally. If you look at a 10-minute chart on November beans, they staged a heck of a rally from early this morning up until 5 or 6 this morning, about 10 or 12 cents. A lot of that was on the heels of an announcement from the USDA that China is they had okayed duty-free business on 5 to 10 million metric tons of beans. Doesn't mean they were done, but they've kind of cleared the way for that, and the market liked the sound of that. And the market rallied pretty hard on that, starting from early this morning. But then reality kind of sunk in that we've had a lot of this positive trade rhetoric in the past, and it hasn't panned out. And so I think the market was kind of looking for some confirmation. We didn't get any hard sales this morning, and so they sold the market off and. Pretty good, almost taking back all the gains from last night, but then it's rallied back a little bit here in the last hour or so. So it's just an indication that we're kind of in a range-bound market, although the soybean market has been the upside leader. It made new highs today, and it's hugging the highs. But the corn and wheat have been kind of sideways. It's hard for the market to mount a real strong charge on the upside right during harvest. Harvest pressure is a big deal, and we're right in the middle of harvest right now. So anytime you get a rally going, I think that puts a cap on the rally. At the same time, the trade, we never thought this trade deal would be easy, and it sure hasn't been. But we've made some real strides in the past month or so, even in the last 3 weeks. It seemed it started with the government report earlier this month on the 10th of October. There was very a very surprise back to bear reports from USDA had the corn on its back. And then the very next morning, all these positive trade rhetoric came out, and the market really has held the rally since then. So all the times that people have cried wolf on this U.S.-China trade resolution, it feels like we're starting to dig our heels a little bit on this, and we're making some progress. It's painstakingly slow, but it's progress nonetheless, and I think today was another indication of that. The market's back and forth, but really the market's been able to mount a rally during harvest, and that's a positive and attributed to the positive trade vibes that we have right now.
Yeah, trade is grasping at straws. Any information that was positive, it didn't take much news, even a little news release from China saying, hey, well we're interested. I guess maybe that's a good faith announcement. Let's hope something happens. Hey, how are you doing for harvest progress there in Illinois, Bill? What have you heard?
Well, Illinois is, as far as corn is concerned, right here. Illinois is 36% done. Normally it's 70, so it's about half what they normally have. The three eyes, Indiana, 36. Normally 53. Iowa, only 15% done. Normally it's 34. So that's corn, but way about half what it normally is.
And how about soybeans? Are making good?
Soy's it's a little better. Illinois is 52 and soy's normally 68. 53 in Indiana, normally 62, and Iowa is at 48, and soy is normally 61. So doing a little better on the soys.
All righty. All right, so upside potential, or are we going to trade sideways here until the next report in early November?
Yeah, and that'll be the last one of the year, Mick, so that'll be a big report. I see sideways to higher. I just think, to me, the critical action in the market was what happened about two to 3 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago on October 10th off that, particularly in the corn, on the corn chart off that bearish corn report, USDA report. Mark was down 9 or 10, I think, that day, and looked pretty bleak. Looked like it might be going back to the lows or made back in early September. And then all the positive trade rhetoric started to surface the next morning. And that very next day, the market regained and then some, every bit of the market, every bit of the big loss it had the previous day. And since then, it's been kind of sideways, but it hasn't given up those gains. So I think that was a big turning point. I think that indicated that harvest lows were put in early, back in early September. And as the harvest wanes, I think we'll see continue to see progress in U.S.-China. It's not going to be easy. We've seen that already, but I think it will get done. Everybody seems to want a deal, and that'll, I think, push the market higher, especially with harvest waning.
All right. Outside of that, there's not much reason to market some grain unless we got awful close to $4 overnight in corn trade, but that kind of fell back. Are you encouraging your farmer clients to kind of sit on their hands for a while?
For a while, yeah. I mean, it's just we still got pretty good stocks, but I still think. And this is a crazy year. I mean, we're not going to know till January really what we have. I mean, with the lateness, I don't think the November crop's report's going to give us a real accurate number on what our corn and bean production is because of the lateness of the whole year. So I think it's going to be January. So it's going to be drawn out, and I do think that those numbers will be down. So I'm not saying we're going to see a dollar rally, but I would think we'd see a gradual rally maybe into that final report in January.
Yeah, I know they're resurveying farmers up here, but it might be after that January report before some of this last stuff is harvested up here, depending on the weather here in the next couple of weeks. So, on the cattle side, what do you see there? We had a little bump here today. What's going on?
The cattle has probably been one of the best markets ag-wise we've had in the last couple of months. If you look at the, and I pull these up every day, these cattle chart. I mean, it's been a thing of beauty since early September. A spike low was put in first or second week of September at under 100. And since then, the market's rallying almost $15. And even when the hog market's had all its volatility, and it's one day up, one day down, the next down, $1.70 today. Yesterday's up hard. The cattle has maintained a steady uptrend with very shallow corrections, and the reason is the strong economy. I mean, the kind of consumer, it's driven by the consumer, and the economy's in good shape, and the cattle market likes that. And also, complementing that is an uptrending beef market. The beef market's been very, very strong, and that's. So that's helped the cattle as well, even though it's overbought, and it gets overbought every so often. But a good test of a bull market is the corrections. I mean, how steep or shallow are they? And these have been very shallow. I mean, it's hardly, looking at the charts, hardly a dollar break in this market since it started up back in mid-September. So that's a very positive sign. Finally, there's a stat production-wise, if the third to fourth quarter production is going to go down 120 million pounds, well, last year it went up. So that's another indication that the supplies are lessening, demand is good, and this market is strong in cattle right now.
All righty. Cattle in a bull market, and that's no bull. So if you want the no bull report here, how do guys get a hold of you, Bill?
Yeah, I mean, I love talking to producers. I know it's a very busy time, but I spent a lot of time on the farm growing up, so I'm pretty feel like they're my kindred souls, and actually all my My only customers are farmers. I have no non-farmer accounts. And my toll-free is 855-264-6673.
Gotcha. At the Price Futures Group in Chicago, Bill Moore. Hey, I always appreciate visiting with you on Tuesdays when I'm in the studio. So thank you, Bill. Have a good rest of the week.
Good talking to you, Mick. You do as well, sir.
Likewise. All righty.